Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible. My name is A.J. Scortino from Bridgewater, New Jersey. Today is Thursday, June 1st, and we are reading through the Bible.
Thank you, my brother A.J., and yes, indeed, this is the Daily Radio Bible. My name is Hunter, and we are doing what we do every day. We're spending a little time in God's Word. We're letting God's Word spend a little time on us, and oh, how we need that. No doubt about that. And this is a special day because we're starting something new. It's a new month, my friend, a new beginning, a new page, a new day. And we are about to continue on in our old journey through the Word. It's a new month, but we are reading some old wisdom from the book of Proverbs, continuing on in this amazing book of Proverbs, chapters 19 through 21. Then we will finish our reading in the book of Romans, chapter 13. We're reading through the New Living Translation. What do you say we all jump right in here? Proverbs, chapter 19. Better to be poor and honest than to be dishonest and a fool. Enthusiasm without knowledge is no good. Haste makes mistakes. People ruin their lives by their own foolishness and then are angry at the Lord. Wealth makes many friends. Poverty drives them all away. A false witness will not go unpunished, nor will a liar escape. Many seek favors from a ruler. Everyone is a friend of a person who gives gifts. The relative of the poor despise them. How much more will their friends avoid them? Though the poor plead with them, their friends are gone. To acquire wisdom is to love yourself. People who cherish understanding will prosper. A false witness will not go unpunished, and a liar will be destroyed. It isn't right for a fool to live in luxury, or for a slave to rule over princes. Sensible people control their temper. They earn respect by overlooking wrongs. The king's anger is like a lion's roar, but his favor is like dew on the grass. A foolish child is a calamity to a father. A quarrelsome wife is as annoying as a constant dripping. Fathers can give their sons an inheritance of houses and wealth, but only the Lord can give an understanding wife. Lazy people sleep soundly, but idleness leaves them hungry. Keep the commandments and keep your life. Despising them leads to death. If you help the poor, you are lending to the Lord, and he will repay you. Discipline your children while there is hope, otherwise you will ruin their lives. Hot-tempered people must pay the penalty. If you rescue them once, you'll have to do it again. Get all the advice and instruction you can so you will be wise the rest of your life. You can make many plans, but the Lord's purposes will prevail. Loyalty makes a person attractive. It is better to be poor than dishonest. Fear of the Lord leads to life, bringing security and protection from harm. Lazy people take food in their hand, but don't even lift it to their mouth. If you punish a mocker, the simple-minded will learn a lesson. If you correct the wise, they will be all the wiser. Children who mistreat their father or chase away their mother are an embarrassment and a public disgrace. If you stop listening to instruction, my child, you will turn your back on knowledge. A corrupt witness makes a mockery of justice. The mouth of the wicked gulps down evil. Punishment is made for mockers, and the backs of fools are made to be beaten. Proverbs chapter 20. Wine produces mockers, alcohol leads to brawls. Those led astray by drink cannot be wise. The king's fury is like a lion's roar. To rouse his anger is to risk your life. Avoiding a fight is a mark of honor. Only a fool insists on quarreling. Those too lazy to plow in the right season will have no food at harvest. Though good advice lies deep within the heart, a person with understanding will draw it out. Many will say they are loyal friends, but who can find one who is truly reliable? The godly walk with integrity. Blessed are their children who follow them. When a king sits in judgment, he weighs all the evidence, distinguishing the bad from the good. Who can say, I have cleansed my heart, I am pure and free from sin? false weights and unequal measures. The Lord detests double standards of every kind. Even children are known by the way they act, whether their conduct is pure and whether it is right. Ears to hear and eyes to see, both are gifts from the Lord. If you love sleep, you will end in poverty. Keep your eyes open, and there will be plenty to eat. The buyer haggles over the price, saying, "It's worthless," then brags about getting a bargain. Wise words are more valuable than much gold and many rubies. Get security from someone who guarantees a stranger's debt. Get a deposit if he does it for foreigners. Stolen bread tastes sweet, but it turns to gravel in the mouth. Plans succeed through good counsel. Don't go to war without wise advice. A gossip goes around telling secrets, so don't hang around with chatterers. If you insult your father or mother, your light will be snuffed out in total darkness. An inheritance obtained too early in life is not a blessing in the end. Don't say, "I will get even for this wrong." Wait for the Lord to handle the matter. The Lord detests double standards. He is not pleased by dishonest scales. The Lord directs our steps, so why try to understand everything along the way? Don't trap yourself by making a rash promise to God, and only later counting the cost. A wise king scatters the wicked like wheat, then runs his threshing wheel over them. The Lord's light penetrates the human spirit, exposing every hidden motive. Unfailing love and faithfulness protect the king. His throne is made secure through love. The glory of the young is their strength. The gray hair of experience is the splendor of the old. Physical punishment cleanses away evil. Such discipline purifies the heart. Proverbs 21. The king's heart is like a stream of water directed by the Lord. He guides it wherever he pleases. People may be right in their own eyes, but the Lord examines their heart. The Lord is more pleased when we do what is right and just than when we offer him sacrifices. Haughty eyes, a proud heart, and evil actions are all sin. Good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. Wealth created by a lying tongue is a vanishing mist and a deadly trap. The violence of the wicked sweeps them away because they refuse to do what is just. The guilty walk a crooked path. The innocent travel a straight road. It's better to live alone in the corner of an attic than with a quarrelsome wife in a lovely home. Evil people desire evil. Their neighbors get no mercy from them. If you punish a mocker, the simple-minded become wise. If you instruct the wise, they will be all the wiser. The righteous one knows what is going on in the homes of the wicked. He will bring disaster on them. Those who shut their ears to the cries of the poor will be ignored in their own time of need. A secret gift calms anger. A bribe under the table pacifies fury. Justice is a joy to the godly, but it terrifies evildoers. The person who strays from common sense will end up in the company of the dead. Those who love pleasure become poor. Those who love wine and luxury will never be rich. The wicked are punished in the place of the godly, and traitors in the place of the honest. It's better to live alone in the desert than with a quarrelsome, complaining wife. The wise have wealth and luxury, but fools spend whatever they get. Whoever pursues righteousness and unfailing love will find life, righteousness, and honor. The wise conquer the city of the strong and level the fortress in which they trust. Watch your tongue and keep your mouth shut, and you will stay out of trouble. Mockers are proud and haughty. They act with boundless arrogance. Despite their desires, the lazy will come to ruin, for their hands refuse to work. Some people are always greedy for more. The godly love to give. The sacrifice of an evil person is detestable, especially when it is offered with wrong motives. A false witness will be cut off, but a credible witness will be allowed to speak. The wicked bluff their way through, but the virtuous think before they act. No human wisdom or understanding or plan can stand against the Lord. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord. Romans Romans 13. Everyone must submit to the governing authorities, for all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. So anyone who rebels against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and they will be punished. For the authorities do not strike fear in people who are doing right, but in those who are doing wrong. Would you like to live without fear of the authorities? Do what is right, and they will honor you. The authorities are God's servants, sent for your good. But if you're doing wrong, of course you should be afraid. For they have the power to punish you. They are God's servants, sent for the very purpose of punishing those who do what is wrong. So you must submit to them, not only to avoid punishment, but also to keep a clear conscience. Pay your taxes too, for the same reasons. For government workers need to be paid. They are serving God in what they do. Give to everyone what you owe them. Pay your taxes and government fees to those who collect them, and give respect and honor to those who are in authority. Owe nothing to anyone except for your obligation to love one another. If you love your neighbors, you will fulfill the requirements of God's law. For the commandments say, you must not commit adultery, you must not murder, you must not steal, you must not covet. These and other such commandments are summed up in this one commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to others, so love fulfills the requirements of God's law. This is all the more urgent, for you know how late it is. Time is running out. Wake up, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. So remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes and put on the shining armor of right living. Because we belong to the day, we must live decent lives for all to see. Don't participate in the darkness of wild parties and drunkenness, or in sexual promiscuity and immoral living, or in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, clothe yourself with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, and don't let yourself think about ways to indulge your evil desires. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Dress for success. Clothe yourself with the presence of Christ, Paul tells us. So let's dress for success. Let's put on Christ. He is our shining armor of right living, we're told here. Clothed in him, we're able to love our neighbor as ourselves. Clothed in him, we can live honorable lives in this dark world. The only way to live the Christian life is in him, clothed in his presence. Paul says elsewhere that Christ living in you is our hope and our glory. So today, let's dress for success. Let's put on that shining armor of right living, the strong, peaceful, joyful presence of Christ. Let's put it on like new clothes, knowing that we're his, knowing that he is all we need for all the day has in store. That's the prayer for my own heart today, is that I will wear the presence of Christ like clothes, ever mindful that his presence covers me, it surrounds me, it cloaks me, strengthening and empowering me to live his life in me now. That's what I want. That's my prayer. Not only for me, but for my family too, for my wife, my daughters, my son. And that's my prayer for you, that this day, as you're listening to these words, as you've had God's word spoken over you today, that you'll put him on. You'll just see yourself being draped in the presence of Christ and heading off into your day confident, hopeful, strengthened, peaceful, joyful. All those things are yours in him. Receive that today. May it be so. DailyRadioBible.com. That's our home base out here in the interwebs, and it is always such a great thing to hear from you. No doubt about that. I love hearing about who you are, where you're from, how you stumbled upon this podcast. So if you got a moment, take it and let a brother know, would you? It'll bless me, no doubt about that. And it very well may bless you. Hey, speaking of blessings, I would love to have the blessing of having you introduce the day's podcast. You can do that simply by emailing me, and if you've got a smartphone of any type with a voice memo app on that phone, you're up and running. You're ready to go. So send me an email and let me know that you would like to do the introduction for the day's podcast, and we'll add your voice to what God's doing here in the DRB Nation. Hey, one way that you can stay in touch with the happenings of the DRB is to like our Facebook page. Pretty simple. You can do that right from the app itself. And this is a great way of letting folks know what you're doing, what this journey is that you're on. So like our Facebook page, and also, while you're at it, sign up for our newsletter. There's a lot of good information in those newsletters, and we don't overwhelm your inbox. We send this thing out maybe twice a month. And in it, you'll find information about things like our upcoming trip to the Holy Land in April of 2018. You're going to want that email if you want to go to the Holy Land with us, so sign up for that email. And one last thing, if you would like to partner with the Daily Radio Bible, you can do that by going to dailyradiobible.com and clicking on the partner link, or you can give right from the app itself. Just click on the donate link there. Or if you're old school and you want to mail your gift in, you can mail it to Daily Radio Bible, 7216, Rolling Oaks Court, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45239. Well, hey, we have done it again. We have spent another day in the Bible. And I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I fully intend to be here. Here at this makeshift office in the basement of my house in the Queen City of Cincinnati, Ohio. Until that time, my friends, let's go forward. Let's go forward in His joy.